This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County man who is currently on parole with the Arkansas Department of Corrections has been charged in circuit court with the rape of a female under the age of 18. Court information says deputies were called to a Deshaies convenience store where the victim and her mother were waiting on authorities. The court records say the victim was raped by a family member. 37-year-old Jeffrey N. Reeves was arrested by authorities, and the court documents say he confessed to the crime. If convicted, the Class Y felony carries a prison term of 10 to 40 years and a fine of up to $25,000 or both. Reeves is currently in jail on a $200,000 bond. Walmart is bringing back something it avoided during the Great Recession, the layaway. The world's largest retailer, which ditched the pay-as-you-go plan in 2006, is rolling out a holiday layaway option. Walmart follows rivals like Sears, which brought back layaways during the thick of the recession. Walmart's layaway will run from October 17th through December 16th, but the company said it may extend the option throughout the year if the program is successful. The move comes as Walmart's mostly low-income shoppers are being squeezed by high unemployment and rising costs. It also comes as the Bentonville, Arkansas-based discounter tries to reverse 9 straight quarters of sale declines at its U.S. namesake business by the end of the year. A Little Rock lawyer and businessman who staged a Ponzi scheme that netted more than $47 million from some Arkansas banks, including several million of that from the former First Southern Bank in Batesville, has surrendered his Arkansas law license. Kevin Lewis filed a motion in state court to give up his license. The Arkansas Supreme Court said in an order today that it accepted the motion. The 43-year-old Lewis pleaded guilty in August to setting up paperwork for fake bonds to bilk banks statewide out of millions of dollars. U.S. Attorney Christopher Thayer called the scheme the largest case of fraud in Arkansas history. Thayer said Lewis will likely get between 10 and 13 years in prison. A sentencing date has not been scheduled. Lewis also faces paying nearly $40 million in restitution, though the amount could be reduced if banks recover some of their losses. A White County man who pleaded not guilty to a charge of killing his 3-month-old son last New Year's Day wants a new mental evaluation after one conducted in August found him fit to stand trial. Billy Joe Goff says he is not guilty by reason of a mental defect, but a psychiatrist pronounced him mentally healthy. His lawyer said during a hearing yesterday that the 23-year-old should be examined again. Attorney Amy Kell said complete results of last month's exam weren't disclosed and that Goff should be reevaluated. Goff is charged with killing Joshua Wayne Goff while watching the child at home north of Searcy. Goff told emergency workers the child had stopped breathing. X-rays revealed the boy had a cracked skull. And here are the Youth Talent Show winners at the Stone County Fair from Wednesday evening. Members of the winning dance group were Josie Irvin, Trini Spann, and Kayla Pitts, all 12 years old. Dance solo winner was 14-year-old Michaela Batagler. Vocal solo winner, 15-year-old Catherine Gardner. And 16-year-old Lane Long was the variety winner and also the overall talent winner. This bit of information from the sports scene, Highland at Cave City, the 7th grade football this afternoon, scheduled for 5:30, has been canceled. However, the junior high game between those two teams, Highland and Cave City, that was scheduled for 7 p.m., will be played. And prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden has issued an arrest warrant for a Cave City man charged with theft by receiving in circuit court. Records say 37-year-old Jeremiah Dwayne Trammell was caught by Independence County authorities on August 25th in possession of stolen AT&T hanging cable. The court documents say Trammell and a female friend were just off Chin Springs Road near a creek cutting the cable into smaller pieces when a game and fish officer patrolling the area stopped to see what the pair was up to. Officer Shad Pierce said Trammell walked into the woods, then ran from the scene, leaving the cable and female friend behind. The woman told authorities the cable was in the truck when Trammell picked her up earlier in the day. Police say the value of the cable and cost of repairing the line is $2,500. Trammell's bond has been set at $25,000. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.